Our last communication, please.
Item 863, request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding reputation of PDX and 503.
Morning. Just give us your name, and then you have 3 minutes.
Good morning, commissioners. As I'm sure you're all familiar, my name is Charles Johnson, and I would say it's a pleasure to be here before you accept. I think that our fellow citizens should take note that the coup may have happened. The white male lawyers are the city council today. We certainly miss Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fritz.
I wasn't aware that Dan's a lawyer, but Dan, welcome to the club.
Oh, my mistake.
Dan's an engineer.
So, is Charlie officially an engineer? We'll talk about that after my 3 minutes.
He's a planner.
Speaking of planning, and in light of some of the other people's remarks, especially about the Healing Man Sanctuary, I just need to challenge you all again. Every once in a while, when things are presented at this council, we talk about the relatively good to excellent reputation and press the city sometimes gets. But one thing that I think that would actually really improve that is if y'all could let go of one cliche line, and that is to say, we can't fix the homeless problem here because then more will just come. We can't make America a great country because then more people will just come. So every once in a while, we have to shoot young armed teenagers. We have to have so many mentally ill people abused by our police that the United States of America's United States Attorney's Office sues the city of Portland. I just want to encourage you to try harder. I usually leave the west side of downtown around 10:15 in the evening, and even if I saw just one, it might be a ridiculously high number of people sleeping in doorways in alcoves. Many people that I respect have come before you to talk about different options. The insanity of the fact that we kept a jail empty for 10 years, which is certainly not all on your shoulder. Some of you weren't in elected office at that time, and it's really more of a county-controlled facility. The fact that part of the reputation of Portland is that when you come from the west side over the Hawthorne Bridge, you see that we value dirt and construction debris over people. That's an implied message you could get because we found a place to put a huge dirt pile almost on our waterfront. But we can't work with our partners to find a way to get a larger right to dream too, some sort of tent city where people who, not everybody, people who are struggling with addiction and mental health issues sometimes won't come in to a safe, hygienic sleeping area. But you can be sure that a good number of them will. So I want to encourage you to take that chance to make Portland America's best city. And if we have an emergency shelter system, more like the city of New York, or even just a tent city, where those people can go and be hygienically treated, or not hygienically treated, treated humanely in good hygienic conditions, it will work out for the betterment of this city. It'll please the Portland Business Alliance. It'll please your constituents. It'll please anyone with decent moral values. Thank you.
Thank you.